Here's two men who've never had sex with each other. It's Corey and Joel.
Corey and Joel back with you. How are you, people?
Mazel tov.
People of the world, welcome to Corey and Joel. And
Konnichiwa.
Our radio show, where we put together for you.
Meow ma.
From nothing comes this great 80 minutes of entertainment that is about to roll over you.
Cascades of giggles and joy.
Here we are, kid.
Rapid fire pace.
This is a band called Los Campesinos.
Yeah, they found a name that rolls right off the tongue.
Yeah.
I saw them at Lollapalooza last year.
And it was good, right?
Yeah, they were all right.
Los Campesinos.
They're cute because they're like 8 minutes old and they're real earnest.
Yeah. They're on the Arts and Crafts label, which is the broken social scene label. They're kind of like a Welsh broken social scene where it's like, you know, a bunch of people, and they're all yelling and screaming over each other. But
yeah.
It's good stuff. Los Campesinos. I forget the name of that
copy
album.
Of Pavement Song Frontwards.
Okay.
Which was good.
All right. Los Campesinos. Getting you started, because this is one of our fans' favorite shows of the year. We've done it again.
It better be, because I've about had it.
With what?
About doing this show.
Oh, stop it.
No, the show in general, but this particular show.
This particular show?
I've had about enough of.
Well, yeah, we'll talk about that. But we went back to Motor City Pride 2008.
Woo!
Because people love when we interview.
Woo!
That's faggot stuff.
Yeah, that certainly is.
You want to call it by its name, that's strictly for fags.
It's a gay festival. It takes place just blocks from the Corey and Joel's Palatial Studios. So
yeah.
It's a nice, convenient event for us.
This is the most greatest moment of my life.
It is always wonderful every year.
Yes, and a lot of...
Now, here's the problem for me. This year, I got roped into...
Yeah.
my former roommate is one of the directors of the Triangle Foundation. Mm-hmm. She's the community and events coordinator. So I, being the schnook that I am, the chump, got roped into... Because I owe her some... Whatever, some.
I owe her some rent.
I owe her a couple bucks, and so,
I didn't realize that was part of the conditions. But.
You know, she's lent me money in the
okay,
past.
Okay, all right. Like
that. But yeah, so I got roped into working this fucking thing.
Yeah,
and they told me. Here's what they said to me. They said, "Hey, could you go to the airport? Go to the hotel. I didn't have to go to the airport.
Okay,
I just had to go to the hotel in Southfield and pick up." The Madonna cover band.
Yeah, and bring them to the festival.
Right.
Okay.
That was what they told me. And I said, all right, what's that going to take, an hour? You know? I said, fine.
Yeah.
Then they tell me, they call me the day of, and they're like, well, the night before, and they're like, oh, well, we need you to pick them up for the sound check at 9 a.m. And then they go on at 5:30. So it then becomes an all-day fucking...
Yeah.
Then I got to take these drama queens over to the goddamn CVS and... Jimmy Johnson. I'm like, I'm not playing chauffeur. You're going back to the hotel and you're going to fucking sit there and suck on it.
Yeah.
And then I'll come back and get you later. I've never seen, and oh my God.
Where were these guys from?
They were from California. They're okay. From San Luis Obispo.
Oh.
So yeah. They were from one of the hot spots of Southern California. And they, you've never, I swear to God, you've never seen stupider people.
Yeah.
Okay. Granted, you imagine the people in a Madonna.
What was the name of this Madonna?
Into the Groove.
Okay, so people want to look this up. They can go look up Into the
they're
Groove.
They're a Madonna cover band. Apparently, they do other cover stuff. Like, they're in other tribute bands, too.
Yeah.
But this, like, sure. Madonna thing's
yeah.
one of the
yeah,
they're
in a,
they do.
I'm sure they're in a Springsteen tribute band. I'm sure they're in
something. Yeah, you know what I mean?
I'm sure they're in a Beatles cover
band. The guy was telling me, like, one of the guys, like, oh, we do a Hendrix act. I'm like, really?
Bull fucking shit with that.
Yeah.
Gay Hendrix, they probably do.
Right, and this guy, oh.
Purple Gaze.
Well, the band, okay. These guys were the stupidest dupes.
So it's a band and a singer?
It's a band, a singer, and two dancers.
Oy vey.
So anyway, then the van broke down. So I ended up having to haul him around in, you know, in a Ford Escape. and then we had to have another car to take the dancers.
Wow.
And the dancers, God bless them, were like, they were, you know, fresh out of the womb.
They were
fetuses. Oh, yeah. They were like 19,
oh,
20.
So that's good, right?
Yeah. Well, Amy drove them, so I didn't get that. I had to deal with the fucking guitar player and the prissy Madonna. And
And the Madonna's the Madonna's a guy?
No, no.
The Madonna's a girl.
No, it was a girl, but she looks like Madonna now.
Oh, she not cute Madonna from Like a Virgin.
She looks like what Madonna should look like.
Oy vey.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, Madonna.
Madonna looks much younger than
Madonna
she really
without
is.
All the work done and the boob implants and stuff. Okay.
This woman's like 30, looks all of 49. Unbelievable. Anyway, and and they're like, wow, where are we? Like near Montana. And the dancers, I swear to God, this was a quote. They go, oh, look, Christmas trees.
Yeah.
Like, never seen a pine tree.
Like, they were going to some rural part of the.
They were like, are we
America?
On the East Coast? They're like, well, not quite.
Did you get a fucking map?
You're on the third coast. They were the dumbest people.
But don't they even show you the little map on the plane when you're flying, like where you are?
Maps
like,
are not what these girls care about. They're Yeah, I had a conversation recently with somebody about like why guys like maps and women don't. I'm like, well,
I don't know.
Women don't need to know their surroundings because they are the world.
Maybe.
The world revolves around them.
That's
true. They are the center of the.
Okay.
Galileo never fucking happened. The sun revolves around them. I got a story to back that up later on.
Well, you're angry.
I got another story about chicks.
I don't want to change the subject, but you're especially angry today.
I got a great story about about women and privilege that's going to make you mad.
I was not even what I'm referring to.
Yeah,
but
no,
you're
this is
angry.
Different.
You've got all kinds
Let's
of
Let's get
angry.
Through this pride shit, because I got plenty of stuff to do.
Well, we got a review.
Diddly diddly fags. Yeah,
we have a big movie it's review, too, and show. I want to get through this. Anyway, what happened with the... Was everything fine? Because I saw you eventually... Well, first of all, the one wrinkle that I have to say that we added for Pride this year is we decided that to make it a little different, rather than you and I just going out
and
interviewing.
And I wasn't available for most of it.
Yeah, well, okay. But so we decided that I would get a guest interviewer, which I thought was going to be good. And it turned out to be great. Maybe we should play our guest interviewer now.
Yeah.
And then we'll go from here. I had him open the show. So why don't we play our guest correspondent for Motor City Pride. Just
filling in as I... waited on the Madonna cover band to get their bags from the...
Well, they'll
fucking...
hear you, too, there. You were there.
I did show up, but yeah.
But all listen, right. Here's our guest reporter.
Okay, it's Mike Lundy recording down at the Motor City Pride.
Mike Lundy.
It's a gay and lesbian festival, and so far, it's, you know, I'm ignorant to this subject, so I have to say it has been very interesting. It ain't been, like, nothing wild. I ain't seen, like, no... dude and no chaps and no shit like that, so you know it's cool. There's some dude pointing at me. Some dude just looking over here. See, that's the thing. I'm worried about people looking at me.
Yeah, well, that'll happen.
Yeah, so I got to get over that. But you know, I'm like I said, I'm not trying to be ignorant to the subject. You know, I'm for all mankind and all equal rights and do your thing. Just you know, don't fuck with me. But it looked fun. So we gonna check it out. We're gonna interview a couple people, see what's going on. I'm pretty sure I've seen about four girls I know from high school and middle school who look very different. So hopefully I can run into one of them chicks I saw. And we're gonna see what's up with that. It's Mike Lundy down at the thing, the Motor City Fest. All right.
Well.
Yeah, so that already we're in comedy gold with Mike Lundy.
And God bless Mike for doing this because it's hard for a Southwest Detroit brother to be out there.
Well, when I originally asked him to do it, he didn't want to do it at all.
Yeah.
And then I was like, and then later I said, well, think about it. And he said, all right, well, call me. I'm not saying yes, but call
me. Sure.
And then I thought he wasn't going to come at all. And then eventually he did. So I was like, wow. So I thought
the pride of Rosedale Park himself, Mike Lundy.
I thought having a proud black man interacting with the homos was going to be great.
And it was.
And it turned out to be good. So Mike Lundy doing his thing.
And for those of you who haven't had the pleasure of enjoying a pride event in your area. Apparently a lot of drinking goes on.
Yeah, there is a lot of drinking. Yeah. And some of the first guys you ran into, Mike, this is right at the beginning.
I don't know if you're aware of this, but gay people drinking.
And Mike's very uncomfortable at the beginning here. And you'll hear that in this next tape. We ran into these guys and
Mike looked like a lone baby seal with a bunch of Eskimos looking at him. He just really...
The only thing that would have made Mike less comfortable is had he actually had a dick in his ass. It was that uncomfortable, and he warms up later. But let's play his...
It was very,
as
very
he, as we get going, Mike is having a hard time, so...
All right, this is Mike Lundy. We're down here with one dude is drunk. Let's see, what's your name, sir?
Rick.
We got Rick, and we got this other dude with...
Lucas.
Rick and Lucas, and Lucas is drinking something. What you got, like beer back there or some shit?
The beer, it's vodka.
These guys had a
he is drunk. He wants some vodka.
Full of booze.
It is
that
too
you could drink
to be
out of a
drunk.
Straw.
All right, Corey and Joe Radio Show. Rick and Lucas, you about to take a picture? All right. So what brings y'all down here today? Y'all do this every year?
Yes, we do.
Every year, okay. So what? I'm new to this type of shit, man. I don't like. I've never been to like a.
Are you afraid of gay people?
No, I'm not afraid at all. That's why I came. Okay. But I'm not. I never came to something like this, so it's like a new experience. What would you say? Nah, heterosexual.
Heterosexual?
Do you want to be gay?
Yeah. Do you
want to
be gay? How about
No, I don't want to be gay at all.
No.
See, that's what I told him. I was like, I'm not going to come, man. They're going to bother. Nah. But no. I'm not homophobic, but, you know, I'm trying to, like, calm down the homophobia and all
like,
that.
Gay people like fucking straight people. Oh, and you got to air that out. Gay,
check.
He was all nervous about swearing.
Bleep number two. Straight
He's
people
drunk.
Like...
Straight people?
No. Number three. Check. Cancel whatever the fuck it's called.
Okay, I know gay people like to drink. I know that.
I know.
And they get drunk early as a motherfucker.
Oh, no. But we like straight people that are going to come out and support us because it makes us feel happy that straight people don't really care because, really, we're all people. And when people realize that we're all people, that's all that matters.
Oh.
And when that happens, then the world's going to be fine. But now that the world's so... screwed up. I thank God I didn't say it. We'll be fine soon.
See, no matter how drunk you is, you always sober up to make a good point. I like that. Yeah. No matter how drunk you is, when you got a cause, you got a cause. Okay.
Yeah,
so,
all
right, man. Nice.
Nice meeting you guys.
Thanks for talking.
Thank you.
Appreciate
thanks
you.
For being here.
Oh, no problem, man.
I don't know if your radio station is straight, gay, bisexual.
They gay. Nah.
Are you gay?
He's the gay side. You're the straight side.
Yeah.
He's calling me out. You weren't with us at this point, but yeah, he was. But yeah, gay guys are so articulate when they're drunk, and
he asked me to roll over, and then you know what? Did it hurt? It always hurts.
I think it would. Thank you, Beaver and Whitey. But these guys are just like everyone there is like I have a message, and then they're so drunk they can't even. There's no message. That's the point.
I want to say to the world that if we could all look inside ourselves and be the koala spirit that is inside our hearts, I would have another Mai Tai. And look at this bitch. Look at this bitch wearing purple. Who does she think she is, Prince?
Yeah, they.
And listen, I want to love you.
They think they're saving the world by going and carrying around a balloon and drinking for an afternoon, which is great if you can feel that way. If that makes you feel that way, that's great. Yeah. But. Doesn't really happen.
Here's one thing I've noticed about Pride, having attended now, what, 3-4 years?
3 years with us, anyway.
Oh, Jesus. And you know, and having had friends, you know, work for, like, you know, my girlfriend worked for him for a little bit last year.
Yeah.
Having dealt with Triangle.
Yeah.
Gay people have an extraordinary ability to think it's about them. That's what's amazing. Whereas I think the straight world, 98% of the world, well, okay, what is it, 90% of the world?
If it's 1 in 10 are gay, yeah.
90% of the world could care fucking less about what gay people do. They really
could.
Right,
yeah. That's,
maybe 2% of those 90 are, like, deathly afraid of gays.
There's some hatred, but that's very rare.
Right.
Most people just don't care about gay people.
They just
very few
don't
people
care.
Hate gay people.
Right.
They don't go out of their way to hate them.
They don't spend a lot of time thinking about
no,
what goes on
all.
In the gay community.
Yeah.
They don't need to know about felching. They're not running around, you know. And yet gays are always concerned that the world, much like women, revolves around them.
Well, I think it's shows like these, though, that, you know, can bring out and expose to people exactly why they hate homos. If they ever forget, this show will remind you.
I know, and Pride Fest is designed to be this, like, big community outreach.
Yeah.
And then there's a guy, I swear to you, there's a guy in a leather jacket and no pants. That's how they reach out to the community. It's always
it
like...
It is, yeah.
It's like for every earnest, hardworking guy in a T-shirt that's really just trying to, like, you know, be politically responsible, there's always some dude in assless chaps, you know, walking around with paper clips on his nipples,
right.
And you're just like, wow,
like
you are helping the cause.
If gays wanted to help the community as a whole, you know, they could go out and, like, you know, pick up paper from alongside of the freeway.
Right.
But instead, they decide to put on assless chaps and close off two city blocks for an afternoon, thinking that that's going to ingratiate themselves to straight society.
No,
and it's not.
They're
going to
hand out lube and sell lemonade.
They
and
they were handing out lube.
Handing
out rubbers and lube and everything. And it's, you know, I mean, and it's fine. And I'm not offended.
Oh, it's not a gay event without lube, Joel.
Yeah. I'm not offended by gay pride or the gays in general. But, you know, I understand that people look at that and go, what the hell is wrong with those people? I understand that perspective.
Personally, I love gay people. They're wildly entertaining to me.
They are, and that's why we go.
And And nothing brings out freaks like a Pride event. Yeah.
Well, if you enjoy Pride, I guess the idea is that you can go and actually spend the whole weekend at the, if you want to go to this next place, play this tape, and we'll talk to this lady.
I'm hearing this is a campground of some kind. Tell us who you are and what you're doing here at Pride today.
I'm Sally Howard. I own the Campit Outdoor Resort in Saugatuck. It's the oldest gay and lesbian campground in the country.
Yeah, this is...
Saugatuck is like the gay resort of the Great Lakes.
The gay Riviera of Michigan.
Yeah. And it is literally where all the older gay couples go and like buy like beach houses.
Yeah,
and stuff.
It's a place. It's like kind of got like a big harbor and there's restaurants and stuff. But yeah. it's a big gay hangout for homos from Chicago as well.
Yeah.
So you have your gay from Chicago because it's like 3 hours
from
Chicago.
Lake Michigan. Yeah.
Yeah, it's closer to Chicago on Lake Michigan. It's on the western side, and so this woman opened up a gay campground. So we'll hear everything that goes on there.
It is the most friendly, most fun social place
that, was a
that
mic
you can
issue.
Go
That's
these
okay.
days. We've got camping. We've got RV sites. We've got cabins. We've got a 5-room bed and breakfast. There's a pool. There are activities every single weekend. And we would love to see you come down and play with us.
Oh, well, okay. I've never been. I've been to Saugatuck, actually.
Okay.
I'm a comedian. We're both comedians. And I've been to Saugatuck. I perform comedy in Saugatuck.
Wonderful. Where have you been in Saugatuck?
I forget the name of the place. It was some restaurant on the water. I did a show there.
One of the restaurants on the water? There's
yeah,
something
like
3 dozen.
I know. I forget.
You're allowed.
It wasn't a great gig, I'll be honest with
okay.
you. I really, what you should do is book us for the campground. That would be fun.
Well, you know what? We do our schedule of events about 6 months in advance. So
we missed out on coming to the campground.
Have your
oh, this is so
I will
cute.
Do that.
Yeah,
that's
it's
not
yeah, yeah,
Meanwhile, I've never been happier to miss a booking. You missed the whole. Rewind
Midwest,
it.
Well, you have to, out of hibernation.
Go back a little bit.
Let's talk about next.
I will do that. But I was just looking at some of your events here. Like you have a, I guess, with the Leather and Bears weekend.
Yep.
What goes on at that?
We have bears from all over the Midwest who come out of hibernation and they are joining us for a wonderful, wonderful
hey,
weekend.
Hey, boo-boo.
They tend to eat a lot. And
what
they
do you
are
think
so
about going to Saugatuck?
Cool. I can't stand it. I love my bears.
Okay.
I love my bears.
And this is Leather and Uniform weekend. I see that in August. Now, what kind of uniforms can you wear to that? Anything? Or?
Everything except your birthday suit.
Okay. Now, my friend Mike is also a bartender. Could he wear his bartender outfit?
Absolutely.
Would you want to attend the uniform weekend?
Well, you know what? I like the outdoors. I used to be a Boy Scout, and I worked at a camp.
Right. No,
yeah, so I like the outdoors. I could probably work there. I'll see what it's like. You know,
I think you got to show up in your Boy Scout uniform. If you show up in a Boy Scout uniform, do you know how popular you would be? Oh, my God.
Yeah, grown man in the Boy Scout. I understand. But yeah, I show up in a Boy Scout uniform.
Isn't a Boy Scout camp really just the gateway to this camp, isn't
Honey,
it? Really?
Honey, I don't know. How would I know that?
Well, you were never in the Boy Scouts.
I was never in the Boy Scouts, and in fact, I avoided the Girl Scouts too.
Oh, really? Okay.
Like everything but the cookies bored me.
Wow. So what is this, lesbians too? It seems like there's a lot of guys in these.
No, come here.
All right, let's see some lesbians. What's going on? Now she showed me all the pictures of the lesbians. Okay, now I got you.
Now I'm thinking about this.
There are lesbians all over the place.
Yeah, okay. I see a lot of skin. Is this clothing optional ever? Or what?
No.
You have to wear clothes at the campground.
You have to wear clothes at the campground. You don't have to wear clothes in the showers.
Are there communal showers?
You bet there are.
Oh, now what goes on, seriously, in the communal showers?
I've never been to the men's communal showers.
Mike, what do you think goes on in the communal showers?
Well, I mean, what would you do in the female shower?
That's a good point.
Attracted to.
That's a good point. Yeah, so she's telling me all about it. I have the brochure.
Oh, terrific.
Yeah, she gave me the brochure from Camp It.
Yeah, I think
Resort.
The weenie roast takes on a different meaning up there.
Now, this is last year's schedule of events because they didn't get new flyers, I guess. But there's the there's the Wet and Wild Women's Weekends.
Really?
The Wild Wild West Weekend, the Leather and Bears Weekend, Greek Weekend. You can imagine what happens at that. There's Gay Stock.
Yeah, there's a little
the
Saganaki.
There's the Bears in the Woods event and the Long Live Rock and Roll Weekend.
Yeah, speaking of which, the music at Pride this year was just brutal the whole time.
Did you even see the Madonna band? That
I
did
saw,
see them ultimately.
I saw them, and they were goddamn were they mediocre? Are we in Montana? We by that is Montana nearby. Christmas trees.
Yeah.
Oh, look at the little houses.
That's it. So let me give this lady a plug because I cut her off there.
That'll be the only time that lady's ever gotten a plug from a man.
Well, but if you want it, you can go to SaugatuckOutdoorResorts.com.
Well, if I would use my fingers and tongue, would be just like sex, but softer.
I don't know that might
that
go
goes
on
there. Over
there.
Now I'm thinking about the brownies.
The brownies?
Well,
the...
you know, look, I was a Boy Scout for about 9 minutes. I went all the way through Cub Scouts, Weeblos, all that crap. Then I got in the Boy Scouts, and I went on like a trip, and I went, I don't want to sit here in this tent with you fat fucks.
With a bunch of guys. Yeah.
I'm like, I don't want to...
They should mix the Boy Scouts and the Girl Scouts.
I don't want to smell Bill Tebow's farts for the rest of my life. I'm like, I'm out of here.
For the record, Chicago, 138 miles from Saugatuck.
Okay.
Detroit is 196 miles.
So are you? So you thinking that some brownie action goes on at those?
At a Girl Scout camp?
You think there's some experimenting going on?
I would think whenever like you get teenage girls together, they'll
Boy
touch
Scouts
each other.
Has the reputation because Scoutmasters.
But
are,
I always think it's the Scoutmasters. I don't think like the brownie masters are touching the girls.
Right.
You know. Because wouldn't you hear about like can guys be in the Girl Scouts?
No, I don't think they can.
Like I couldn't be a Girl Scout leader.
No,
if I wanted,
it would be the greatest thing ever
to be a Girl Scout leader. You're saying they would not accept.
By the way, they would sell the least amount of cookies because you'd be hoarding. I come over here, you have a closet full of. Look at
this. So you're saying I can't be in the girl, but that's a little weird, isn't that a little sexist?
I gotta lead Samoas, Corey. Look at this.
But you have den mothers in like you know in the Boy Scouts.
No, but I think you can't be a male scout, Girl Scout leader.
I can't. They won't let me do that.
Because they think that you're going to...
You're going to diddle the girls.
Yeah.
But why don't they know that these guys that are leading the Boy Scouts
are
diddling the boys?
Well, they would never imagine gay men would do things like this, Joel.
Well, I don't know what's going on.
Now, Pride is all about opening up barriers and letting cultures intermingle. And we find out in this next clip, we find something very revealing.
Right.
Yeah, here it is.
Yeah, not all gays are fun.
No.
That's what we learn. Listen to these.
All right, it's Mike Lindy, Corey and Joe Radio here. I'm here with my man. We are at the what is it pronounced? How do you pronounce this, sir?
Al Jamia.
Al Jamia. Did I say that right? Okay, Al Jamia. And your name is
Scott.
Scott. Okay, this is Mike down here with Scott. We at the Motor City Pride Fest. Now, this is a what is it? A gay Muslim association?
It's a gay GLBT Middle Eastern association.
Oh, okay.
It's not just Muslim.
Well, excuse the shit out of me, Ahab.
Yeah.
That's Middle Eastern.
Okay. Now, that must be kind of like, you know, double discrimination sort of. I mean, I know y'all face a lot being like Muslim and being gay. Is it like, is it hard being out like that?
Yeah, there's different levels of being out. Right now, you know, it's not just Muslim, but the Middle Eastern community in general. Christian, Muslim, Chaldean. So there, it's a stigma associated with being GLBT and being Middle Eastern.
Yeah.
What can I talk about? I have nothing to talk about. I'm born.
Yeah, he's born. Let it go, though, because, I mean, he's...
I've been told before, so don't tell me it's not true, because it's a fact.
Guy's killing me.
Yeah,
right
I just have a question. Now, the president of Iran said there's no gay people in Iran. Isn't that Middle Eastern? Now, you're here with a gay Middle Eastern people. What do you think he's... Is he lying? What's his problem?
He,
Go ahead.
I don't want to get too political, but every country has gay people.
Well, of course it does. It would make sense. Yeah.
So, he is either naive or does not want to believe that his people are gay.
Now, I'm hearing this music. Now, do gay people like this Middle Eastern music?
Can you hear the music?
Yes.
Yes? Do they dance to this?
Yes, they do.
Really?
Yes. We actually have Middle Eastern or Arabian Nights, we call it, at different locations, different bars here. We have it about 3 or 4 times a year.
I'd like to see an Arabian Night.
Now, to my ear, this does. Is this specifically gay music or not?
No,
really?
just
Arabic. Just Middle Arabic music? Yeah,
Middle Eastern music.
Middle Arabic.
I was not aware of that. I thought it was
all
disco.
Middle Earth? What is it, like a Hobbiton?
You have stuff that's got more of a beat?
There's different types of music, yeah. We actually have a DJ that kind of blends it a little bit at the party. So
I
want
to go to that party.
Dancey.
Now, do lesbians, do they have to cover up with the head or not really?
No. Okay. No.
They can do whatever they want.
No they purpose. Can do whatever they want.
Depending. They can take off as much as they want.
Yeah, we don't stop them.
All right. Well, thank you very much. I hope you're enjoying Pride.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Thank you.
Wow. Well.
Yeah. So there's all kinds.
We learned that Middle Eastern gays are as humorless as Middle Eastern straights.
But you know what? I mean, how many gay Middle Eastern guys?
That's got to be tough.
I mean, that's got to be a party like 6 guys.
Dude, what is this faggot shit?
You
know dude,
I mean?
Iraq Camaro Z25.
Yeah.
Mustang. Dude, BP is bullshit. Mobil is number one. Fuck BP. Right. Fuck BP.
All right.
But you know what? I think it's you know, and that their little like booth thing was like no one was going to
it. Oh God, no!
And it was just really, and they're playing that awful music. The music is repellent to begin with. You can't hear it that good. On that line. Yeah, like, by the way, the guy went on for about 3 minutes with Mike Lundy before I stepped in.
Oh God, yeah.
So I had to step in and try to make.
Yeah, that's an edited take.
Make something humorful.
They love to ramble on.
Yeah. So anyway. All right, play.
Gay Arabs. That's depressing.
Well, nothing funnier. This is a pick me up right here.
Oh sure.
Here's the biggest star coming out of Pride every year, and you know him.
A legend.
On the Corey and Joel Radio Show. Absolutely, Hall of Fame guest. Get some pictures with me because this is our good friend. I'm a cornholer again in 2008.
Yes, I am. I'm a cornholer in 2008.
This is for those of you. How do you describe the outfit this year? Describe for everybody.
This is a gay square dancing outfit. It's a hoedown outfit.
Wow. For those of you that don't remember, I'm a cornholer was also Edith Uranus the first time we went.
Sure.
And this guy is known. He's very fat and has a beard. He's fatter than either me or Corey.
Yeah.
And he's got a big beard.
Pushing three bills.
And
no problem with this guy.
Not trying to be feminine at all, yet wearing the most ridiculous dresses and outfits you ever see. So, and he has a great voice for the radio. I think this guy's...
Really, he is.
He's
fuck Casey Kasem. This guy...
You want this guy counting down?
You know what? Screw Seacrest, too. I think he should be America's Top 40.
If he was on American Idol, I mean, I would watch that show if I'm a cornholder or something.
Imagine? You're listening to AT40 with I Am a Cornholer.
Yeah, my sister made it.
Yeah, your sister's made some of your other. Now spin around for me. Let me get a good look. Oh, look at that. And a beautiful purple. Oh, look at I Am a Cornholer spinning. Yes. We have full
that's
pictures
lovely.
On the mailing list, by the way, for all of
you.
And describe this wig. How do you describe the wig today?
It's called Hold It Upside Down and Make It a Mess with some... you know, Aquanet.
Oh yeah.
Oops, that's a punchline, isn't it?
And then you have beautiful false eyelashes in a rainbow effect. Look at that.
On my glasses, I put my eyelashes. It's a signature trademark.
I'm doing an interview. Hold on. Come on. You're very famous.
Everyone wants to take pictures.
We're doing an interview. Hold on a minute, kid. See, I have a new correspondent with us. Corey is not with me today, but instead I have Mike Lundy. Say hi to Mike. What do you think?
Mike Lundy. He's yummy.
Do you like Mike? Mike, what do you think of... I'm a cornholer who's been on our show now for the last 2 years here at Motor City Pride. What do you think of I'm a cornholer here?
Interesting outfit, man. You know, I guess... What can I say?
You ever wear an outfit like this? Anything that?
No. Well, hell, you should explain to him. This is new for me, man. He was like, come out and like, you know, I was like, all right, I'm gonna come down and see what it's like or whatever, man.
This is what it's like. It's I'm a cornholer and our various friends.
I don't buy it hard. You know.
What do you think of Mike's outfit? Should Mike have worn something a little more festive today? You think?
Yeah. He's too hot. He should probably take that shirt off.
Would you like to take your shirt off or I'm a cornholer here?
No, thank you. I appreciate the thought, but yeah.
He's blushing.
He is. He has an earring in one ear. What does that mean? Is that the gay ear, the one he has it in, or not?
Well, it depends on the person anymore.
I always heard if you had an earring in one ear, it meant, but it depending upon the ear.
Nowadays, those supposedly straight boys have both ears pierced. Oh.
He sounds like a gay Snagglepuss. I mean, like gayer than Snagglepuss. Yeah. Like if Snagglepuss was drunk.
Yeah, it's like it's not even an all gay. Yeah, it's like a speech impediment on top of.
Yeah, it's like Snagglepuss drank Bacardi 151, and then hit his face on a pole. Yeah. All right. What's next?
Is there more? I'm a cornholer. Was that?
That's enough of him.
God, all right, fine.
We got long clips.
What do you want to do? We have an 80-minute show.
We got more.
All right, you know what? You can leave, and I'll play the game clips for the fans.
We got.
No, it's fine. Why don't you just play
reviews,
the clips?
We got more
just
stuff.
Play the clips. It's fine.
All right, let's hear the gay Star Trek people.
All
because
right.
they that's evergreen.
All right. All right, tell everybody who you are and what you're doing here today at Pride.
Well, I'm a member of the USS Intrepid. My name's Deb Schultz, and we're here to get new members to help us with a video production.
Right, Deb. Now, we've talked to the Intrepid people. I see your leader over there, but you're actually making a video, a new Star Trek, what this be called, a fan film that you're working on?
That's correct. We're looking at doing a fan film and producing it and putting it onto the web because we're tired of waiting for Paramount to give us something.
So this will be the new Star Trek sequel, but it will be made by the Intrepid fan club.
That is correct. Wow.
Now, will this have a gay undertone at all to this film? Would that have a leaning in any way?
Depends on it. The screenwriting that
will be going boldy where no man has gone before?
That's a little much, but we're kind of both ways. We have both, you know, gay and straight people in our club, and we're working towards having a great time.
Okay, well, the softballs are over, because here comes Star Trek expert Corey.
Yeah, you joined us at this
point. Hi, I'm Corey. What's it like to do a Star Trek film with no budget?
We're just starting, so I really don't know quite yet. We have a screenplay that's in the process, and we're looking at building sets and picking things out of the garbage and making things work.
Yeah, I have a feeling.
What time period is this set in the Federation universe?
We're kind of looking at doing it with...
Are you making up like your own ship and stuff? Is this like your own time frame, or is it between Next Generation and Voyager? Where are we?
We're trying to do between the original series and Enterprise. And probably more geared towards Enterprise.
Okay, so early Federation stuff, before they learned that there were gays in the Federation.
Well, yes and no. They knew right away in the original series.
Why has there never been a gay character on Star Trek? There's been everything else. There's been Klingons and robots, and they've been very progressive. Right, the show's always been very progressive about everything else, but they've never had an openly gay character, and why do you think that is?
I think it's because the gays didn't come out of the closet and become big to be a controversy, if you want to call it, until after Roddenberry was gone.
Okay. Meanwhile, you can hear the awful music that's
going
on.
Yeah, we're right by a stage there. And
it's like, oh, it's just bad folk lesbian rock going on the whole time.
Yeah.
God, I can't wait to see that movie.
Yeah, they're never making
it. You think it was Gene's issue? I brag about it. Was a closet case? What do you think?
I don't think he was a closet case, but I really do believe that he did different episodes based on things that were a hot topic of the day.
When can we expect to see, what's the name of the film, do you know?
We haven't gotten it yet.
Okay. So is there a target date?
No, it's brand new. We're just
starting. How about 25/29?
Sounds like a good time.
When the Enterprise actually exists, you'll see the movie. It'll be a documentary. Am I right about
that? There we go. Yes. Well,
star date.
I'll never make that movie.
Well, good luck with your movie. I think we'd all like to see it. I mean, right, Mike? Are you into
it? I'll check it out. I ain't into it, but I know, like, you know, the Spock and the Kirk and the Dr. Bones McCoy, and I know my shit, man. Data, Picard.
Will there be auditions? Could we get roles? We're not really Trekkies necessarily, but we're comedians and actors. I've been in some TV commercials and that. Is that
if you're interested,
possible?
Sign up at our booth.
Oh, we have to sign up at the booth. Oh,
yeah, okay. Yep, and we'll be happy to.
I can do that. Does that get me anywhere? I can do that. I can do that.
Oh, I was doing the balls.
What I was doing, though. Well, thank you very much. And is there anywhere on the web we can find you guys?
Yeah, we're at ussintrepid.org.
All right. Well, thank you very much, and good luck with the movie.
I was doing the Vulcan sign, and then I was turning it into the Shocker. But she wasn't catching on. I was like, see, I was doing this and then pulling down that finger.
Fetch your feathers to
meanwhile
vibrate.
You know what was great about that is we went to that booth to talk to those people. And then I wanted to talk to the leader, and that was the guy we had interviewed before. And he was, like, taking money at, like, the gate, like, where you come in.
Yeah.
So we went up to him, and he saw me with the microphone. And he, like, turned around, and there was a look of shock and fucking absolute horror on this guy's face. Because you raked him over the coals about homos a couple years ago.
I did.
And he looked at me, and he goes, because she's like, I can't really do an interview. The leader of Intrepid has to do the interviews. I can't represent.
Joel, there's a rank system.
I understand that.
There's a commander.
Exactly, yeah.
And, so, you know, a lieutenant just can't run in there and answer questions.
Yeah, she didn't
want to. There's protocol.
She wanted to do it. So she takes me. We walk all the way to this gate. It's like a long, it's like a whole block away.
Yeah.
So we walk with this woman, and we finally get to the leader, and he looks at me, and he sees we're from Corey and Joel, and he's like, yeah, you go ahead and do the interview, honey. Like, it was just like, he's like, fuck.
Take me to our leader.
Fuck these guys. That's what he was thinking. So it was great.
As well they should.
Yeah, yeah. All right.
Oh, man.
So let's move on to more.
Can you imagine
the
gay Star Trek movie? God.
I don't know what they're making.
We're really just in it for the boots.
Really?
Like
I think
boots that, Kirk wore.
I think Wolfman Mac could produce that movie. That's how low budget I think that's going to be. All right, let's go
we're
to.
Here now. There's an event.
Oh, this is.
I'll let you explain the event. This is your dog and your event. So, where do you want me to stand here? Tell everybody what you're doing here. You have a dog and what's going on?
Well, we're here for the doggy drag show at Motor City Pride. Our dog Twiggy is one of the contest entrants, and she's really excited.
She just said Twiggy was a cunt, and I can't believe that.
No.
She called her own dog a cunt. That's unbelievable.
Show her stuff. She's wearing a couture gown. As you can see, she's very gorgeous.
Is that a girl dog in a dress, or it should be a boy dog in a dress, right?
Well, Twiggy is a drag queen at heart, so she was born female, but she's a drag queen at heart. So that's
so that is, scientifically, that's a female dog.
Correct.
Yeah, in the Drake community, it's called a femme queen.
Femme queen? Now, how did you know the dog wanted to wear this outfit tonight?
Well, she really loves wearing gowns. She always jumps up and down every time we get a dress out for her, so I know
she's trying
that
to get
she's
away
very excited
is what she's doing.
To put this on.
You know, where some people would say, don't dress your dog in any clothing, male or female. What would you say to those people?
I would say if your dog likes it, go for it. If not, then don't do it.
Does the dog like this? Not, what makes you less bad than Michael Vick? Because I don't know if... Is the dog happy?
Pulled the gown out, she was jumping up and down, so I know she really likes it.
Trying to jump out of the gown.
Okay.
It's ridiculous.
Hey, don't look too...
Dog.
Hey, fella.
It's a cute little dog, too. It's a little wispy gray.
What, Twiggy?
I don't know what you call that dog.
Is it a whippet?
You know what? Nah, Twiggy is actually killing it, though. I like him. The dog is getting.
There you go.
He might be the winner.
All right.
But it's
well,
a girl.
Good luck. What do you think your chances are of winning this thing?
Well, I don't know about the chances for other people because she looks fierce.
Right. But, I mean, the Twiggy's not in any sort of, doesn't have any, like, you know, crown on or high heels or anything.
No, she doesn't need it.
People are going to go all out. You know that, right?
Of course.
Well, good luck with it. I like Twiggy. It's a nice dog.
Thank you so much.
Now, if the people find out that that's a girl, maybe you'll reduce your chances of winning.
No way. She's a drag queen at heart.
Is Twiggy a bitch in heat? That's what I'd like to know.
She's definitely a bitch. I don't know about the heat part.
All right. Thank you, guys, and good luck.
Yeah. See, I don't... The thing about... I was bothered that the female dog was in a dress. I thought the drag show meant the female dogs wore men's clothing... And the male dogs wore female clothing.
Surrounded by thousands of freaks, weirdos, transgender, kind of sexual kink on earth. Yeah. Joel is concerned that a female dog
is
wearing
a dress. No, but I feel like
the
dogs are getting it right. It's the people who are wearing dresses. The guys are wearing dresses. The women are wearing slacks. And then we ran into another dog, which doesn't help the cause anymore.
This was more egregious.
Yeah,
we're gonna have to show the pictures.
The pictures you gotta check out. The pictures on if you're not on the mailing list, sign up on.
Oh God,
CoreyandJoelRadio.com. Go to the front page.
I wanted to call PETA when I saw
this. Is a really awful, and you'll see why.
Okay, we just talked to Twiggy, who's now I'm assuming that you have a female dog. Wait a minute. Explain to everybody what
his name is. Scooter Soufflé Gangsta.
Oh, Scooter. That's a gay name. No, but Scooter is now. It's a boy dog.
It's a boy dog.
But he's kind of in like a Leatherman's outfit.
He's stepping it up some. You know,
he's a butch dog, and he's dyed blue. It looks
like a Bichon Frise.
It's all for the love. He just wanted to fit in.
I think when you're in a drag show, that the boy dog should be in dresses, and the girl dogs should be dressed up.
No discrimination here. There is no discrimination.
Is anyone else confused by this? Are you confused why the boy dogs are wearing?
Yes, I am kind of confused, but
now, how do you feel about? Don't think PETA people that are very active in the community would have a problem with dogs in outfits?
No, I think that, you know, as humans that we all wear outfits, and he has Kool-Aid packet on him, so it's just to brighten him up.
The dog is dyed blue.
I'm your huckleberry.
He's a fucking huckleberry hound?
It really is. It looks like that Mountain Dew you drank a couple weeks ago on the show.
It does. It looks like my
blue
pee.
Yeah.
It looks like after I drank that.
Oh, God, it's so nasty.
They dipped a goddamn... First of all,
it's blue and in a Leatherman's outfit.
I think Bichon Frises are already animal cruelty. I think breeding a dog to be that pussy.
They're gay enough already without the outfits.
Yeah. And then they dip. They literally dip the dog in Kool-Aid.
Yeah, she explains that in a second. Play the rest of it.
For kids and for the love of nature.
I'm sorry, you said Kool-Aid on the. Is this dog black? White.
It's a white dog. And he's a rescue.
The dog's dad is here with Kool-Aid. That's a very inner city.
What a waste of Kool-Aid to you, Mike. Is that what that is?
What would Scooter's chances be in a dog fight?
He'd probably lose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there any truth to the fact that he dated a Smurf before this?
No, he did. He did. It was all about Smurfette.
A little bit of Smurf rubbed off on him.
Grandpa.
Yeah. Wow. He'll do anything. Is that what you're saying? Anything to win.
Yeah.
Wow. All right, well, when was the first time you decided to dye the dog?
He was dyed pink before.
Okay.
Because he likes to interact with children. He helps with hospitals and stuff. So.
Because the children want to see a dog.
A blue dog.
In fucking Kool-Aid.
You know, Leatherman's outfit. That's not going to scare a little kid. A dog that's been. Dog, look, he's been through chemo. Keep playing it because it gets funny here. Because.
You dye him.
Probably about 10 minutes.
Oh, well, that's pretty quick.
Talk about a little shit.
10 minutes to drive. 10 minutes to die.
I don't know, man. That's, Scooter seems happy anyway.
I went right to the dog here.
And we're all happy. We got to make
it. I would never do that to my dog, but, you know.
It's okay. It's freedom. It's a choice. It's a free will.
Dog has no choice in any of that.
Scooter.
Oh, God.
Scooter,
do you like your outfit?
Oh, yes.
I bark twice for no.
Emma's
yes. Scooter, you're confusing me. All right, Scooter. All right, thank you, Scooter.
Dog.
Scooter's, I got him on the mic.
Scooter's crazy. Dog being tortured.
The dog was the best interview of the day, I think.
Yeah, the dog.
Delivered on cue and answered your question.
I think if you did some doggy translation, that means get me the fuck away from this crazy lady. That's just my guess.
There is a picture of you holding the mic up to the dog.
It is great,
and the dog's wearing a Leatherman hat. And it's dipped in blue Kool-Aid.
Yeah,
you just realize you're not on Earth anymore.
You got to get to the mailing list if you want to see the blue dog with the Leatherman's outfit being interviewed. So.
Wow, and the bitches that were holding these dogs.
They were nasty.
Could stop time.
And you wouldn't want to be styled in any way by these women.
No.
You know what I mean? Like,
applaud if you love dogs. Where are my cat people
like
at?
Like, if you wanted to be dressed fashionably, you would never ask these women for help.
Pull a bag over your head.
Whatever. Oh, they were brutal.
Not to judge people. Not that everybody's bad.
Oh, no, you should judge people.
But, you know, come on.
Wow.
It was not, I'm not down with dressing up your dog in an outfit.
No,
I'm not. No. I don't care if it's Pride. I don't care what the fucking event is.
Straight.
I don't care if it's Christmas. Don't put your dog. I don't care if it's Halloween.
Straight animal owners are annoying enough.
Yeah.
Gay animal owners are kind of the next level.
Right. Like, I have an aunt who like puts her dog in a little sweater.
Yeah.
Because he gets cold. I guess.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
It's a little Maltese.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know, I don't think he wants the sweater.
Yeah.
It's like, well, he gets cold, and I'm like, well, he'll come inside. He's a dog. He's not dumb. Yeah. You know, he doesn't. You know.
Right. No, I've never seen a dog clamoring. You know, I think that sweater is very slimming, and it looks couture.
Right.
So I want to wear it.
Yeah, a dog's never, like, cold and goes...
Twiggy was in a full-on fringy, like, Bob Mackie gown. It was like...
You'll see pictures of Twiggy,
it was like dinner wear.
Yeah, but it's just like, you know, a dog... If a dog's cold, a dog never thinks, I wish I had a sweater. Like, you and I might think that.
The dog's already got a fucking sweater.
Yeah. Like, if you and I go to the ball game and we're a little chilly, you go, damn, I wish I had a sweater right now. The dogs, I guarantee you, are not thinking that.
No, it's because it's a fucking dog. And it doesn't give a second thought to licking its own balls, drinking out of the toilet, and sniffing poo. It's a dog.
These people are so fucking ridiculous.
Jesus God.
All right.
Scooter Souffle Gangsta.
Yeah.
That's another...
All right.
Just put the thing out of its misery.
Yeah, exactly.
Feel so bad for that dog.
Okay.
Speaking of the animal kingdom, we move from dogs...
Your favorite animal.
...to another mammal.
You love these guys. All right. We're here with... tell everybody who you are and what you're doing here at Pride.
I'm Dave, and I'm representing the Motor City Bears.
Okay.
A special group because not everybody's the same. Everybody, you know, it's different.
Sure.
Yeah. Now, you're a bear, and I think, you know, I would talk to you guys once before at this event, and you guys said that me and Corey were bears.
Yes. You know, furry. You know, mid-sized, hunky-style kind of person, you know.
We're mid-sized.
You know, not everybody's a small little,
We're mid-sized, hunky-style, Joel.
Compared to him, he was bigger than both.
He was a brute.
Yeah, he was a big
dude. Oh, my God.
Model that's going to go and, you know, fly to New York back and forth. And, you know, everybody's different. That's what the bear group's about. You know, it's celebrating diversity, individuality, and, you know, caring about other people.
Right. So wait, if a skinny person wanted to join the Bears,
yeah, could
like,
Mike can join the Bears.
Can join the Bears all he wants.
Now, one thing I've always wondered about Bears is it all. It's bear on bear action we're looking at, or what would you call like a skinny guy that snuck in?
Is this a family show?
No,
it's not at all. Not at all.
Well, it's more like, you know, meeting your perfect other, you know, like twin syndrome. When you look at most of them look like each other.
Oh.
You know,
we've been accused of that many times.
We've been accused of being gay lovers.
I get called Joel frequently.
I've been called Corey.
It's very annoying.
I know.
How dare they?
Exactly.
It sort of fits. If you found the perfect person for yourself. You know, it's not necessarily, I wouldn't call it narcissism.
So bears are largely attracted to other bears.
Yes, they really are.
That's because leather men are a bunch of prissy bitches, or what is it?
No, there's leather bears. There's all different, otters too.
What are otters?
Skinny furry guys.
Skinny furry guys. Really? Skinny. See, we learned a new term.
That's new to me.
We actually learned something new.
Otter, a skinny furry guy.
It's not just, hey, let's take a mic and talk to some fags.
Yeah.
We're actually learning and trying to expand your knowledge of the gay community.
Yeah, add that to your...
And otter is a new term.
Yeah, add that to your vocabulary. Yeah. Otter.
And a skinny furry guy that's into scat is a shit weasel. So,
well, it's all in life. If you have to make it, you know, you make it your own. Why not?
Now, would Mike be considered a black bear?
Yes, there are.
Are there grizzlies and black?
Yes.
Would Kwame Kilpatrick be a bear? Mayor of Detroit?
I want to live with my life. You know what I mean?
It's a very prudent choice, not to say bad.
So the gay. Yes. So you're saying the gays are looked down on what Mayor Kilpatrick did? The Bears society. You're coming out and putting a foot down against that.
He's a happily married man with a beautiful wife, a beautiful physician. And, you know, when you look at the mayor, you know, he's got a lot going for him. He really does.
That's all right. Well, thank you very much for talking to us. What are the bear events coming up that we can look forward to?
Well, you'd have to go look on the list over there on the wall right there.
A list in your hand?
No, I really don't. I'm just...
What are you giving out?
What am I giving out?
You don't even know. That's your phone number. That's what you're giving out.
Yeah.
Why you gave it to me.
Oh, jeez. No, we don't do that.
No, we don't do that.
These are applications for Motor City Bears.
Oh, so, but you're saying anyone can join?
Anyone can join.
There's no way.
By the way, this is a guy who looks like he should be in the end zone at a Lions game with a hoagie in his mouth.
If he wasn't a fag, he would probably be a real man.
Yeah, he really does look like a big, burly hunk of...
When we get to his outfit here...
He's a guy who lives
too.
In Trenton. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you'd think he's a riveter somewhere, but no, he's a fag.
You turn anyone down for Motor City Bears.
21 years of age.
21 age, okay.
You know, I've got this metal hat on. My brain's a little big.
Yeah, that's a hard hat?
A hard hat with rhinestones on it. Welcome to Pride.
All right.
BET in like 2 years. This is a rapper is going to wear it.
You would wear that. You'd see that in a video.
Like that.
Yes, I would wear that. Mm-hmm.
A lot of bling on the hat.
Yeah. What else can we say? Thank you very much.
I'd just like to point out your disco balls. That's a nice touch.
Disco balls.
Yeah. Yes. You know, you can't beat them for a keychain and they're free. They just swing in the wind.
He had some balls hanging from his waistband.
Yeah. That goes in movie mode for this one.
Okay.
Movie mode.
All right. Welcome to Pride 2008. You want to get a video of my swinging balls, huh? It's Dave. Swing those balls, Dave. I'm swinging my balls. Yay.
There's a drop
Yay!
For you.
Well, they're going to love me in about 20 minutes. They're going to like, what did you do? Those glistening balls swinging in the wind, Dave.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, Dave was fine. That was mine.
Yes, I know. Thank you. Well, was it fun for you?
Yeah.
Oh.
Dave, very gay, very, very.
Very. I'm tired.
And I like Dave, but it was just, it's too much.
The disco balls.
It's too much.
On his pants.
And I do have a full movie for the mailing list of Dave's.
There is so
balls.
Much good stuff for the mailing list.
And there's stuff that we didn't even get to on the show.
A lot of
here.
This is visual.
And I've got some other. We'll talk about that in a minute. But the play,
when
this
you
is,
see the women that were holding Scooter Souffle Gangster, you will vomit.
They were awful.
Straight in your mouth.
But we did find some hot chicks.
Yes.
In fact, so we found these two chicks, and I think we talk about it on tape, but girls were randomly, like, we go into a thing called the beer tent. It's not really a tent, but it's like a cordoned off area where you can drink alcohol. and these girls were all loaded. We found some lesbians. Mm-hmm. And apparently if you're a lesbian, I didn't know this, but you can just go up and start fondling other lesbians.
Yeah.
And that's what we ran into here. So, and then they have a connection to me, right, believe it or not.
Well, should we interview these ladies? Okay, okay. Let's go around here. Let's start with you.
Hi, I'm Missy.
Nice to meet you.
I'm Chrissy.
Oh, that's her name. My name's Liz.
Missy, Chrissy, and Liz?
Yes.
Okay, so what brings y'all down here today?
It's customary to know a girl's name before you grab her boobs.
It's kind of secret, but we happen to be gay.
All three? Like, I mean, are y'all like MTV gay or like...
Like really? Gayer than the Rainbow Triangle gay.
MTV
wow, that's
gay.
Amazing. Okay, so...
Kind of gayer than your hat.
I can't wow. Oh, I didn't get... Gayer than the hat.
Here and they started grabbing my boobs.
Yeah, why they got a bust in his head?
So you don't even know them?
We recreate them.
No, I don't know you, do I? I've never
no,
met her.
No, I've never met her. She had my...
Yeah, they guess they claim they didn't know this girl Chrissy. And
she
they just
told,
went
she
up
told
to
me
her.
They knew her.
Did they know her?
She
they knew her. Yeah,
yeah.
That's what I kind of
afterwards.
I kind of got the vibe that they kind of yeah. didn't know
but
each
it,
other.
It looked like this girl just
they were
walked
randomly,
up and they started making out with her.
Yeah, and they yeah. And, yeah anyway, so keep playing it.
They were phenomenal tits.
They were really, the greatest tits.
They weren't the greatest, but they were big and supple and natural. Yeah. Big natural
big hanging udders.
Hanging dykey boobies. Yeah, yeah but boy.
Yeah.
But you like it because you're still around.
Right. I mean, look it. I'm not an idiot.
Oh, yeah.
As you walked up, we were kind of lifting boobs to see whose was heavier. Yeah, yeah.
Whose is the heaviest?
Yeah, let's recreate that. How did that go again? How did that work?
We were trying to lift them. This one's like, you know, kept up tight. This one's a little looser.
Mike got right on that. He was not going to.
Mike was, yeah.
Mike did not miss an opportunity.
Investigating
to,
boobies.
Yeah.
Wow. Right. Let me get a blow by the blow. Okay. Missy is feeling Chrissy's both her breasts really hard right now. And I'm watching. I feel like I see you paying to watch this, but it's free. And the girlfriend is watching.
Alright, so what about Liz's though?
And now Liz is now oh now Liz and Missy are involved in the deep passionate kiss that I could only imagine. This is got to taste as sweet as a cloud. I mean damn.
Missy looks beautiful.
Missy is killing the game right now.
Missy's a real hot black chick.
Yes.
Oh, Liz is a former roommate of Joel.
That's true.
Yes.
So I think these two were doing that in my bedroom, though. Am I right about that?
No comment.
It happened a few times.
No comment.
A few times.
Yeah, we do have the hot tub.
Some roofs were scaled. It's okay. It's in the passion of love.
You know what? Yeah, lesbian sex is... You weren't the first to have lesbian sex in my house, so don't worry about it. So don't feel weird.
Oh, shit!
Yeah.
Joel...
I'm confused.
Joel actually had lesbian sex first. It was... I have to say, everybody here at Pride, I feel the closest to you three ladies, because we have something in common.
Joel?
I love tits almost as much as you do. I really do. Yeah. I love boobies.
She likes everything else.
She just likes pussy.
Okay. Wow.
Wow.
This is what the true spirit of Pride really
yeah.
is.
How can anyone,
right here.
How can anyone hate gay people?
Not me. I love it. How about these six? What are you talking about? These two?
Yeah.
These six. Look at these. Look at this set.
I love you too.
Y'all two, look. This is the thing we was doing today. I never come here before. I'm a straight man. Really wasn't none of my business coming here. No. Trust me, don't let the hat fool you. But no. Could y'all please explain to straight guy why they should come down and enjoy themselves? Because y'all really just helped me enjoy it. Y'all see what the day right
you're
there.
Here for publicity.
No, I'm here to like, you know,
so drunk.
See?
A lot of shit to talk and laugh about. That's why you guys are telling me.
But no, see, I'm trying to help out the gay community by lending us. He don't count. Look at him, man.
He's trying
look
to make him. Sense.
I'm talking about like the hard, like, the inner city, you know, the reluctant community.
You guys come this summer. We were very happy. Joel kicks ass, 100%.
Hang out.
Joel's hot tub kicks ass. We'll be there later on this summer.
All right, girls.
We'll look forward to that, Missy and Liz.
Yeah, they should bring the whole party.
I'll have those two on the show if you want.
Bring all three
it's
of them.
A drunken mess. I don't know where Chrissy is, but the other two. Missy
that
and Liz.
Did make Mike's eyes turned into... He became an anime character.
Yeah, when those two were... And by the way, full video of Chrissy's breast being squeezed and Missy and Liz making out on the mailing list.
Mike turned into Mantan Moreland. And his eyes like, ooh, Lordy, look at them damn boobies. His eyes got huge, like saucers.
Yeah, so we did run into some hot chicks at Mike Pride who were drunk.
That did make it for Mike.
Yeah, Mike. So Mike ultimately had a good time. And
sadly, we didn't see my heroes.
Your favorite guys, but go ahead and play
the Gay Men's Chorus.
Come on in, we're going to paint the town. And all that jazz, I'm going to rouge my knees and roll my stockings down. And all that jazz.
Yeah, those guys
that's
weren't. A, we didn't
see
those guys.
All-time classic. Never
but
gets old.
That's Pride. There's even some more tapes. Maybe we'll get to those in the coming weeks. But
there will be plenty of stuff for the bonus.
Yeah,
stations.
There's lots of stuff. We talked to the mayor. We talked to some random crazies on the street.
Yeah,
we
since last year, Councilman Covey has been elected mayor.
He's been elected mayor, and we have an interview with him. So maybe we'll get to that in the next couple weeks or something. Because we got more stuff to do. Why don't we take a break? We'll come back. We got a big movie review.
Hulk,
well, if you want to give it away.
Hulk is coming! Well, they're going to stick
maybe
around.
Maybe it's not Hulk. Maybe we'll come back and review Sex in the City.
Oh, for God's sakes.
Well, it'll be part
that
of
that would have been good.
The gay festival show.
Oh, that
the gay themed
good.
Show.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's play more Los Campesinos. We'll come back. We're going to review Hulk, and we've got some other stuff for you right after this on the Corey and Joel Radio Show. Corey and Joel back with you. Los Campesinos.
Yeah.
That was called Death to Los Campesinos.
Yes, that was.
All right. So let's get back into things. A couple more plugs. The mailing list is going to have all the Pride stuff, so make sure to get on that.
Sure.
It's going to have all the pictures, videos of the bears and the girls making out.
Oh, you betcha.
Then there's some hot chicks that we just randomly ran into, and the interview wasn't good.
No.
But these were two straight girls, and this girl showed us her whole tattoos.
Yeah.
And they were wearing nothing, and you can see underpants and everything. So,
and there was another straight girl that was like, "Why aren't all these guys into me?"
Yeah, yeah. There was a girl who couldn't believe that guys weren't hitting on her. But you know, again, maybe we'll play those tapes later. But I'll put that stuff on the mailing list anyways. So.
And my advice to her is go to the Comic Con. Don't go to the gay pride.
Yeah, that girl was cute too.
But she was wanting hotter than
she was like
she was
aiming higher. Yeah,
she was an average girl.
Yeah, who wanted
kind of a I mean, not that she's in Jenna Fisher's category, but a very Pammy sort of
yeah
plain Janey kind of girl.
Yeah,
that was
she was half in the bag.
She was aiming for underwear model fags, and yeah. I'm like, you know what? No, honey, you're not getting. You know,
yeah, she wanted hot
boys.
Beefy boys, and or she was disappointed when she saw a hot guy that he was a fag.
You need
and I was like, you know,
you need a comedy tag team that you know could bump shoulders with the Nasty Boys. And Girth.
She didn't want that. But anyway, all that stuff's on the mailing list. Don't forget, you can also call the douchebag hotline. Will you please call us and tell us what you thought of Motor City Pride, what you thought of our fast food suggestions for Sparksy. He should be over there eating all of our disgusting food that we gave him.
Yeah, he should be.
He should be right now over there. So that you can go over to, I'll give you the number right now, 610-552-0746 is the number if you want to go listen to... call us and tell us what's going on. We didn't talk about our death pool wins. Should we do that here?
Yes, we should.
We've sort of done this on the forum, but in the last week, we've had 3 death pool deaths, all scored by either myself or Corey.
Woohoo!
So, Corey, you scored first. Who did you get there?
I had Sidney Pollack, the great director and actor.
Yeah, that was your hot pick during the draft.
I was so hard for Sidney Pollack. I almost dropped my keepers, and I should have because...
Well, you didn't need to because you got them anyway.
My goddamn keepers are sitting there, plump tomatoes. Pull the plug on Ariel Sharon.
And they're not gonna.
He ain't coming back.
Yep.
He's a vegetable.
Yes. I agree with you, but yet you
meanwhile, Farrah Fawcett is rubbing in my face.
Yeah, Farrah Fawcett's still alive.
Fully recovered from
So you got how many points for Pollack?
27 for Pollack.
And then you got, like, 2 days later, somebody else died.
2 days later, Harvey Korman dropped it.
There you go.
He will giggle no more. The master of laughing. Harvey Korman was known not for his tremendous comic talents, but for his inability to stay in a scene.
Yeah.
He would break.
Yeah.
Carol Burnett show.
Yeah.
And, in fact, the original Saturday Night Live had, like, a no laughing rule.
Yeah.
Because they were like, that's too Carol Burnett, that's too hacky.
It is, yeah.
If you broke the scene, you were in trouble.
Harvey Korman was kind of a... Harvey Korman's comedy doesn't really translate to today's
No, but I think of it warmly because it reminds me of, like, my childhood days when everyone on television was a drunk. You know, it really... Yeah. You know what I mean? Harvey Korman's one of those guys that would go on Carson and just be...
He was like a larger-than-life character. He didn't wasn't really a particularly funny... actor or anything.
You know, those sketches were a different kind of stuff.
Yeah, it was not really what goes on today. He was like a Catskill sort of, and on that lineage, sort of sketchy, you know, sketch-based sort of comedy.
And he was kind
broad.
Of the straight man on that show.
Yeah.
Him and Lyle Waggoner.
Yeah.
They were supposed to set up Carol Burnett, but it was a lot of Tim Conway cracking him up. Anyway.
So you got that, and then I got a great death. I got, who did I get? Oh, I got Bo Diddley.
Bo Diddley.
A few days later, I got Bo Diddley, so I'm on the board.
Down.
I'm in third place behind you and Rob Rose, but...
You don't know Diddley.
Yeah, Bo Diddley died, which I read last year that he had, like, a heart attack and some other thing. And...
Well, there was a lot of that going on this year, because Fats Domino was a hot pick for me.
Yeah, it was funny when I called you and I told you that Bo Diddley died. Or you called me.
I did.
And I go, what did he die from? And you went, old and black.
Well, that'll get you.
That was funny. I was like, well, that'll do it.
Old and black will get you.
Yeah. So Bo Diddley dead gives me some points. And a bunch of our fans got points, too. I know Katie got some points.
Yeah.
Your friend Katie.
By the way, Katie got married over the weekend. And
you know what? I'd love to talk about that.
Would you?
She needs to come in for us to talk about that. So.
But Katie took me aside and said, you know, why'd you have to ruin my wedding by telling me that I'm not in first anymore?
Yeah, because then Martin from Germany got Bo Diddley.
Yeah.
And so anyway, good stuff on the death pool. Check that out at the forum at coreyandjoyradio.com. Click on that. There's a whole death pool thread that you can follow and get the official lists that we use to compute who's winning and losing and see who might be dying soon and who would make us happy if they died. Guy would be happy if Soupy Sales died.
I'm feeling good, but I need Wapner.
Okay.
Give me a Judge Wapner.
So follow all that on the forum.
Andy Williams would be good. That's like 20 solid points, right?
He's not doing anything.
Yeah.
So, all
right. Well, I was really bummed out, though, because I was bummed out right before Sidney Pollack went, because Dick Martin of Rowan and Martin's Laugh-In died.
Yeah.
And I felt bad about that because he was on my master list.
Yeah.
And I passed him over it being a stupid...
I just went and deleted a bunch of guys from my master list, like Richard Widmark, who died earlier this year that I didn't have. So I cleaned that up. There was a lot of potential names I could have picked.
You know, I'm looking at my list, and I didn't take any real oddball stupid picks.
Yeah.
I didn't, you know, Vern Troyer was my one shot in the dark. But he is a midget, and let's face it, they have, you know, health issues. The guy's, sure. guy's got issues. But, yeah, I'm now looking at Dick Martin. I saw him on a special, and he had he had the old red, you know, the sad
blossoms.
Band.
Yeah. Or, yeah.
So now the hot picks are what, Paul Newman?
Paul Newman, we just found out he has cancer.
Yeah. We're only at midway through the
year. If Ted Kennedy makes it to the end of the year, Kennedy, we're going to be fighting over
number
Ted
one
Kennedy
pick,
next year.
Yeah.
Like, so, fuck the keepers, Ted Kennedy.
At the midway point of the season, next year's top picks, if they make it,
yeah,
would be Swayze,
yeah,
Kennedy,
Swayze,
and
Kennedy,
Newman.
And Paul Newman, probably.
Hot pick. Who's got Paul Newman?
No one right now, I don't think.
Really?
So, yeah,
Paul
Newman's like the picture of virility, you know? He's like the definition of a real man, you know? But even a guy like Kirk Douglas, who's like a real badass guy, you know, as a young man.
Kirk Douglas punched
death. And he's holding on, yeah.
Kirk Douglas just punched death in the face. Yeah. Death came over and he said, yeah, come here, you son of a bitch. I'll show you something.
So, who knows what's ever going to happen to
Newman. Another one of mine.
Newman could be fine. So.
Kirk Douglas refuses to go. It's another one of mine.
And he sells all that salad dressing for cancer, so he might live longer.
Boy.
Yeah.
No, well, he had turned over his charity.
Oh, did he?
To the control of somebody else.
Okay, but I mean, he still raises money for cancer.
Sure.
So,
I mean, that's like a sign that he's on the way out.
Oh.
He passed over. He has like $100 million charity.
Interesting.
That he turned over to some kind of holding company.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That's news to me. Okay. So there you go. Paul Newman could be on the way out.
Wait, did I give up Kirk Douglas? Do I not have him?
I don't know who has Kirk Douglas now, but
that's going to bum me out. All right. Man. All right.
Let's go to our movie review, because this is a big summer movie.
Oh, yeah.
The summer movie season is underway. We've split on Indiana Jones earlier.
Yes.
What else did we both see for summer movies? Probably not much.
Not
beyond
really.
That. You saw a couple things I didn't, but, sure. You know.
Well, we both.
I don't feel like I've missed much.
Well, we saw Harold and Kumar.
Yeah.
Which that was a big summer movie.
You saw Iron Man that I didn't see. Yeah. So.
What about Prince Caspian?
I sort of enjoyed the first Narnia.
Where's that Entertainment Weekly?
It's up there somewhere. But let's just get to this review. We're running out of time. Come on.
All right.
I don't want you flipping through.
There was that list of in this week.
That's not
the
even
ones?
The one. No, it's the other one. But come on, let's get to this.
They
review.
Had a projected box office of
yeah,
what
and
they
Narnia
thought was
they
be
predicted was going to make $1 billion.
Here
and
it is.
It hasn't. So.
So far, they predicted Indiana Jones would be number one.
Which it's number two. Iron Man is number one. Right?
There you go. Iron Man, they had a number five. And they had goddamn Chronicles of Narnia at number two. And goodnight, everybody with that. Anyway, Hulk, they predicted number nine. And
we saw Hulk.
Based on seeing the film, what do you think that number nine prediction
I
will
mean,
hold?
I don't know. I think it's going to do okay because, okay, my thing with Hulk, and I'll let you explain further.
Sure.
This is my nutshell review of Hulk. If you like the comic book,
yeah,
you'll like the movie because they did a good job of adapting the comic book. They didn't add a bunch of crap to it. It seems like they took the comic book and kind of made it as literal as they could.
Yeah.
And if you like that, you did. But I think if you read the Hulk comic book, I think you would think the Hulk comic book sucked. And therefore, I thought this movie sucked. Not terrible.
Yeah.
But I you know what? Ultimately, it needs to be more than just a comic book for me to actually enjoy it.
Sure.
It didn't have a lot of, you know, like, for example, Bruce Banner, who's played by Ed Norton, who's a great actor and did a good job here. The whole movie is like he has to get back to Liv Tyler, his girlfriend.
Yeah.
But you never see that, like, him and Liv Tyler together. There's like
there's one scene.
But there's nothing. It's like, you know.
There's one scene that they play for kind of a punchline.
But it's like, you just know that the guy's got to get to his girlfriend, and they don't ever explain why, but you just know this is a formulaic film, and the guy's got to get back to the girlfriend while the bad guys hunt him, and it's all by the numbers.
Well, yeah, okay, look, my ultimate review of the Hulk was I enjoyed it. I thought it was decent.
Right.
It wasn't as good as Iron Man. Iron Man was like a movie you didn't have to care about the comic book to enjoy.
Okay.
Because Robert Downey Jr. was fun to watch.
Yeah.
It was just an entertaining action picture.
Okay.
This I'm with you. Hulk is a movie for dorks to a large degree. There's a lot of dorky stuff in it. I call it geek juice that they just soak the movie in. There's all kinds of minor characters from the comics that are in the movie but aren't really explicitly laid out.
Yeah, I see. I didn't even get that, but you explained that to me afterwards.
Yeah, like Liv Tyler's dating Doc Samson. the guy who will become Doc Samson.
Okay.
You know, who's another character. And the guy Tim Blake Nelson plays is a future Hulk villain.
Okay.
Which they even set up for like a sequel.
They kind of expected to see him in this.
Yeah, and there's all kinds of references. There's references to the old TV show.
Yeah.
They play the music from the old TV show and you know, there's you get a little Lou Ferrigno cameo.
Lou Ferrigno's in there. Even
I don't want to give it all away.
Well, it's fine.
There's plenty of cameos, but it's better than the Ang Lee movie.
I didn't see the Ang Lee movie, but that seems to be the general consensus.
Because a lot of people say, I was reading some reviews the other day. People are like, well, no one understood the Ang Lee movie.
Yeah,
and I'm like, you know what? I'm sorry. You just can't make a Hulk movie like that. It was very somber and very introspective, and the Hulk was like an expression of his inner childhood trauma. You know what I mean? That doesn't work.
I think the deal is that
it's a big green monster.
They tried to give the Hulk a motivation for what he was doing.
Yes.
And in this movie, there's no motivation. And in fact, when he turns into the Hulk, and the effects were cool and stuff, but you know, the Hulk is like killing people.
Yeah.
And yet you're supposed to root for the Hulk, and he's killing American soldiers at one point.
Yeah.
And you're just going like, I got to root for the Hulk. And then you're like, no, he's a fucking monster. Kill the Hulk. But we're supposed to want the Hulk because the Hulk loves Liv Tyler.
Now, they do show, though, he's...
Well, who doesn't want to fuck Liv Tyler? Of course a monster wants to fuck Liv Tyler.
And that was something... I was arguing with another critic about it afterwards. She's like, Liv Tyler was bad. I'm like, hey, I want to bang her.
Yeah.
That's all... And you know what? That's all that part required.
Yeah. It was very simple.
You needed to believe that he would be into her enough to risk...
It's just...
Because he's, like, in hiding.
Yeah.
He's in hiding.
And that's the best part of the movie is when he's trying to figure out how to get back... And he's trying to figure out what is causing his cells to mutate and stuff. Yeah. And that was decent.
And that part, they kind of turned it into more like a fugitive kind of thing.
And that worked.
Yeah.
And the guy directing it did a good job. Yeah. And I had no problem with that. But
here's the big problem with the Hulk, the email, I'll admit. And I was a Hulk fan as a kid.
Yeah.
That was one of my favorite characters when I was little. But in the movies, it's a big green monster.
Yeah.
It's not going to ever be real.
Yeah.
Iron Man, they actually built a suit, and while a lot of it was CGI, there were times when he was just walking around in a suit.
Okay.
And it was a physical object.
Yeah.
You're never going to get a Hulk that's real.
Yeah, the Hulk is just...
It just can't exist.
I mean, to me, it's just... I'm just watching it going, you know, this is... It's and you're going to be insulted by this, but I just watch that, and I go, this is for children. In a sense that, you know, you don't need to have a real plot... Because the Hulk ultimately looks cool, and if you're a child...
But yet the movie wasn't for children in any... They didn't pitch it to children.
No, but children enjoy that. Children would enjoy this movie.
Yeah.
If you took a child to see this, they would like it.
Yeah.
Because they don't get... And it's like Star Wars worked for me as a kid. Like, I didn't understand Star Wars when I was 5 years old when Star Wars came out, but it looked cool, and I liked it.
Yeah.
As I got older, I realized, there was a story, and it was good. But Hulk isn't good like that. Hulk is just, it's a big monster, and then he fights another monster.
I thought they got real close to making I thought it was a decent movie. It could have been a good movie.
I mean, I just think it's a good comic book adaptation, and yet I still feel that the comic book is for children, essentially, and it's you know, that's what it is.
Yeah, I was not in love with it, but I thought I was entertained by it.
Okay.
I thought it was well made.
I was bored with it most of the time.
I know.
Joel
doesn't like very much.
No, you know what? It's funny because you keep accusing me of.
You never,
I don't like movies.
You go to movies with the prune face.
No, I don't. And
you
I
do.
Made the list.
You sit there like
okay.
this.
Here to the
Joel's
man. When I go to the movies with you, first of all, I saw Forgetting Sarah Marshall and I really liked it.
Okay.
Liked it more than you did. I didn't see it with you, but I liked it. I went to Indiana Jones.
Well, you're more inclined to like comedy.
I went to Indiana Jones and liked it. Than you.
To me, that wasn't believable.
Okay, well, whatever.
A 65-year-old man
and
beating up Russian soldiers believable.
We reviewed it, and I did have problems with it, but as a whole, I was marginally entertained and would recommend it if you're a fan of Indiana Jones movies.
Mm-hmm.
You're a fan of Hulk comic books, and you would recommend this.
Yeah.
But I made the list off the top of my head of movies that we've seen like in the last year together.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, so this is a movie that you know that I saw and that, okay.
Sure.
Here's the list of stuff that I go.
And we don't go to as many movies together as you would think.
No, but this is what we've gone to.
I would like Joel to come to the movies more often.
Well,
but
sometimes I can't go because I'm working and, you know, I got the fun house. I got
when I see him in the day, it's kind of weird.
Yeah, and when you see him in the day, it's like, you know, who knows when you're going. So
yeah.
Here's what I came up with. And again, stop me when you've loved one of these movies. Raise your fucking hand. We saw Evan Almighty together.
Well, that was a horseshit mess.
We saw Harold and Kumar 2.
That was a clusterfuck.
It was terrible.
Yeah.
We saw Run, Fat Boy, Run.
Woo, boy.
Bad.
Okay. You've seen some bad stuff with me.
We saw Hulk, which was bad, okay? Well, not bad, but mixed. It wasn't great.
Marginal.
It wasn't great.
It wasn't the best movie ever.
Beowulf, which, okay, I enjoyed it as a ride type thing.
I think I liked Beowulf better now than I did while I was actually watching it.
Yeah, Beowulf was silly and stupid, but at the same time, it was kind of a fun thing. It was in 3D, okay?
Sure.
So Beowulf, not great. We saw Transformers together in
the
last year.
Well, fuck that.
One of the worst movies I've ever seen, Transformers. And then the only thing I could think that we saw that was good was The King of Kong. So, wow. I mean, literally, if we go to the movies 3, 4, 5, 7 times,
wow.
And we saw, like, by my thing, one good movie out of 7.
Do you think
and
the new Batman will be good?
I like Batman Begins a lot.
Yeah, okay.
So I'm looking forward to the new Batman.
God, that is a bad list.
So exactly. So you sit there and you're always like, Joel hates everything. And it's like, well, look at what we saw,
and
asshole.
And then Nacho Libre, I remember
and
both
was,
of us hating.
That was like 2 years ago. Wow, so I didn't even put that in there.
Remember both of us hating.
Yeah, we hated Nacho Libre. Oh, and, you know, we've seen stuff that we liked. But
Well, Joel, I'll make sure to invite you to The Mummy Returns.
Yes.
There's another mummy
movie. I want to go to Journey of the Center of the Earth.
Yeah, Brendan Fraser
and,
continues to get work.
I certainly hope there's a Love Guru ticket in my future, Corey. I would hope that that's...
Here's the deal on that.
Oh, God.
Here's the story with that.
Are they actually going to show that
to you? They're screening that simultaneously with Get Smart.
Oh, really?
I am choosing Get Smart.
Yeah. All right, I want to go to Get Smart.
Because that is the safer pick.
Right.
It cannot be worse than the Love Guru.
I would like to see Get Smart. I love the old show. I like Steve Carell.
I almost feel I have to see the Love Guru.
You don't have to see the
Love Guru. Like, I didn't see Zohan.
Yeah.
And you know what? I don't feel bad about it.
No.
There used to be a time when I...
Oh, you know what else we saw? Let me mark that. Walk Hard.
Oh, yeah.
Which we didn't...
I kind of liked better than you, but...
Both of us thought that was lacking.
It had issues.
Yeah, it was lacking. Yeah, yeah. So Walk Hard.
Sure.
Let me write that.
So King of
Let
Kong
me add that to my shit list.
Well, it's too bad that tonight you're not going to get to see...
Oh, now stop.
Bigger, Stronger, Faster.
Thanks for listening, everybody. It's been a great show.
No, Joel has a previous engagement.
Come on. I'll do this next week.
Oh, you're going to get it next week.
Go ahead, tell everyone. I don't care.
No, it's all right. No.
Corey invited me to see the steroids documentary, Bigger, Stronger, Faster, at a which Corey saw already.
Yes.
And you really like that, right? Give people a thumbnail of it.
I would highly recommend it. It's kind of similar to Super Size Me.
Okay.
But it's about this guy, Chris Bell, who talks about growing up. He and his two brothers, like, worship wrestling. They were, like, huge wrestling marks, and they were big Hulk Hogan marks.
Okay.
And they loved Rambo and Conan and Stallone and all that stuff. And so they grew up and all became athletes and became like power lifters and wrestlers.
Uh-huh.
Mike Bell was actually, his older brother was actually a wrestler in WWF for a while.
Okay.
He was a jobber.
All right.
And they show him getting like Kirk Henning, like throwing him around and stuff. And it just talks about how they all, you know, the brothers all used. It's really interesting. It goes into, like, he talks to all kinds of Ben Johnson, who did steroids.
Yep.
He has, you know, interviews with a lot of people.
Well, the poster looks like, now they blur out the face, but it looks like Hulk Hogan, Barry Bonds.
Yeah.
Schwarzenegger, Stallone,
and
Marion Jones on that. So.
Yeah, so it just talks about, like, the whole, how the 80s muscle culture affected everybody. And,
yeah, it's a documentary about steroids, and it's getting great reviews, and I really want to see it.
Yeah.
And I'll probably go see it. It starts on Friday.
And it's really interesting because there are people that go on camera and say, steroids are great for you.
Yeah, okay.
And, you know, it's really, like, it's not just all one-sided.
Right.
It's a worthwhile
movie.
Well,
I want to see it, but I got asked out by a girl tonight.
Okay.
So there you go.
Sort of, yeah.
I got asked out by a girl. Fuck.
Sure.
You know what? Shut up. Your whole thing is disabled, so go ahead and try to razz me.
Knees and roll my stockings.
No, stop
down.
It.
And all that
all right,
jazz.
No, stop it with that. All right, so let's. Here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna.
Next week's gonna be a barn
burner. We're gonna say goodbye.
This show might have lacked something, but next week.
No, this show was great.
So I would give Hulk like a B minus.
I would give it like a C plus. So
okay.
We're not far off.
Okay.
But again, I don't. You know.
Yeah.
I think if you're a comic book guy, you'll like it. But I'm not.
It's a decently. You know what? It was an action movie that had some ideas in it. Somewhat, it was sort of interesting. It could have been worse.
And look, it was. You know, it's almost great until he becomes a monster. And then when he becomes a monster, it sucks. But how can you not make him a monster?
Right, so, you got it. Yeah, they were real skittish about showing you the Hulk at first, and then they show him.
It was okay. I mean, look, Superman Returns is the all-time...
God, I fucking hated that.
Jizz-load shit comic book movie.
I hated every second of
that. And so, you know, this I didn't like. I put it, we got it really good, but I put it along the lines of something like X-Men, which I know a lot of people liked. I didn't really care for X-Men. Sure. I didn't think it was bad, but again, it just, it's like, it didn't do it for me. Yeah. It was kind of just too much make-believe. And
hey, well, anyway. That's what sells. Hancock, coming soon.
Yeah, we'll have to see.
Wally. Right.
More Los Campesinos. We out. Corey and Joel.
Next week, Celebrity Circus.
Yes, that comes on tonight. I have my DVR set.
More mole coverage.
Mole coverage.
We didn't even cover the mole this week.
No, but we'll have to get to that.
Joel has a mole journal.
My mole journal is bursting. All right, we'll
we
catch
didn't
you
even
next
review
week.
The mole. There's so much to do.
A lot of stuff to get to. So we'll catch you next week. Good night.